Grand Rising, everyone. Grand Rising, spring is here. We got our new moon here. If you got to see it, a friend of mine said that it was a beautiful pink color. I, however, did not get to see the beautiful pink color. By the time I looked at it, it was more like just super bright, orange, yellowish. A moon I had never seen before in that light, not that way, but it was definitely unique, refreshing, and renewing. So I want to talk today about several things. You know, first I would like to take the time out to thank anyone who has listened to my podcast. I really appreciate anyone who listens and internalizes anything that I say, because, you know, I'm a mother of two girls, and I'm gonna tell you, being a girl mom is a very challenging thing, very, very challenging. And it's actually part of the reason why I wanted to do this show. Being a mom is one of my jobs, but I also have hundreds of kids that I've taught as a teacher as well. So I'm a mom to many. And I find within my career, within my life, my home life as well, that I'm always, always trying to nurture and give advice and just try to guide, especially young ladies. You know, I feel like there is something that is missing. And I'm not saying that you should follow what I say word for word, but I never give instructions in that way either. I'm just saying that just think about it a little bit. As my father would say, let it marinate just a little bit. And then you come to your own conclusions and you put things together for yourself and you solve problems for yourself. But sometimes we need some tools, and that's why I'm here. I give my students tools. I give my daughters tools. Now, I have one daughter who will take the tools that I give her and throw them out the door. However, I know that when she needs them, she at least has them, you know? So I wanted to touch more than just the people that I come in contact with daily, and I just wanted to spread it all out and then give people an opportunity. Listen to whatever you want. I try to make the titles the best I can. I'm not the best at that. But seriously, listen to whatever you want. You want to take bits and pieces of podcasts, mine and others? Don't forget, my girl T. Ray is over on Randoms, where she will have you cracking up at her thoughts. You know, just take pieces of them. See what applies to you. See what touches your soul. So that was a very long introduction. And this topic, I will say, there'll be many parts to it. I just can't not have this discussion. But there is one thing that it's been bothering me for quite some time. You know, when I grew up in a household where infidelity was common. My brothers were taught to have as many women as possible. And that's the lifestyle my father's family had. My grandfather had children all over the place on my grandmother. And I'm African American, so I'm speaking from the Black experience. So I'm sorry if this does not apply to you at this time, but I have to give you my experience, and it is culturally inclusive, possibly, but maybe not. I don't know. You know? Maybe it can span other cultures, but I do know that as a people, African American families have intentionally, through systematic racism, been torn and ripped apart. males were used as those mules, and women were breeders. And this is the same stuff that's happening today. Except we have a lack of mules, we got a lot of breeders. So for every one mule, there's probably like 100 or so breeders that are going to, and by mule I mean that strong back, that's all I mean. I'm referring to the men. There's fewer and fewer of them. We got a city, Philadelphia, and that's typically where I'm from. And I say typically because I've been all over. I mean, I've lived in a lot of places for more than 10 years. So I claim Philly. You know, that's where I spent most of my teenage and upbringing. But every time I turn on the news, it's 11 people shot. And that number has just been magical. It's happening every single night. So our black males, and now their females and children are getting added into that mix too, but it's still pretty much predominantly males getting killed. There's fewer and fewer of them. And there's so many breeders. Now, to combat this situation, there are a group of black men who have sought out, leaving behind the women who have been torn in morally, who are lacking in values. These black men have abandoned them. The hurt. Not realizing how hurt they are too. Not realizing that every time you look into a black woman's eyes, you see a mirror image of yourself. And if you get close enough, you can see your ancestors. You can see your history through the eyes and the energy of that person. So why? Why abandon these women? There's a whole YouTube channel, Black Men Travel, Traveling Abroad for Black Men, where they promote it. They promote it. Oh, abandon your black woman. She has no clue how to be submissive and do this and do that. So you have that group of people, and we'll talk about the abandoners, and I'm making up a word. I do that typically. I was a science teacher, so there was a lot of times where I just made up words to suit a situation, and then I think I'm just going to be making up stuff, but I'll tell you what it means. It's early. But yeah, the abandoners, the men who feel like they need to abandon the queens. Then you have another group. Now this group here, this is the group that I would love to dedicate a lot of time to. This is the group of black wealthy men who believe that they should have many wives. They should have as many children as possible to advance and continue through generations their wealth. Now, that is something that I encourage all of us to dive in a lot deeper. Because what these men don't realize, these wealth men who want to have 10 kids or more just to satisfy their wealth goal, more kids, more probability. All it is increasing the probability that you're going to then continue on this wealth cycle. It doesn't always happen. But the more you have, the better your chances are. And that's their rationale for some of them. I had the opportunity to speak with and get to know one person who was involved in this circle. And he told me a lot of things about this circle. And one of the things that he told me was, you know, as long as a black man is taking care financially, his family, then the woman who's being taken care of financially, who's stable financially, then that woman in turn needs to accept the fact that, and this is his words, all men are going to cheat. And if he loves you, if he loves you, and this is what this person told me flat out, and if he loves you, he's going to hide it well. What the hell is that? How about if a black man loves you, how about he doesn't cheat on you and lie to you? How about that? But that's missing in the minds of some of these wealth catchers. And people are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. You know, I'm going to say, well, if you go into it expecting the Disney romance, and that's what he would say to me. If you go into a relationship expecting the Disney romance, then you are going to be heartbroken. So I don't want no Disney romance. Asking for someone to be honest and asking for someone to be loyal. Now, there's women who will accept it if men are straightforward about it, but they lie. You know why? You know why they lie? Here's why. Because it is not meant to be a thing. It's not a thing. There are religions where men are told, you know, if you can support, and Islam is one of them, if you can support another household, it is your duty to do so. If it is possible, and if you are financially able to do that, and here is the key word, and if your first wife is in agreement, she's the queen. So, these wealth chasers is what I'm going to call them. Their mindset is very interesting. And when I would argue with this person, you know, he would come back, he would always have like really good data. I'm data driven, I'm science, I'm sorry. He would always have really good data, some facts, some scenarios that definitely supported his cause. Having 10 children, being able to cheat on his one wife, or have more than one wife. Yeah. But one thing that these people who have this mindset don't take into account, first of all, let's go in on having 10 children or more. Do you realize that the United States itself is overpopulated, let alone the rest of the freaking world? We have exceeded our carrying capacity. The limiting factors in our environment are so limited that we have people who are starving, people who are dying. From a standpoint of ecology, biology, having that many children in our world today is detrimental. It's detrimental. It's detrimental to us as a species. So when people want to have all of these children, think about that. Think about preserving our resources for future generations. We've already exceeded our carrying capacity. And when that happens, guess what? Our species dies. Our thought process has to evolve. Yes, there are many men on YouTube preaching about how a black woman should act, how a black man should act, and blah, blah, blah. But did they take into account, these wealth chasers are the ones I'm specifically referring to, did they even take into account that all this wealth that you're building is going to be meaningless if the planet is no longer in existence? Hello? After you've created all this wealth, you've had all these children, and you say bye-bye, guess how big your freaking carbon footprint is? Do they even understand that, though? Like, wealth chasers, do you even take into account that the things that you are doing, and I'm specifically talking about the family aspect, do you realize that that in itself is ruining the wealth for future generations? Hello? If there are no resources left here on this planet, where are you gonna go? Oh, I forgot. There are many trips to Mars. You're right. There's many reservations, but we ain't make it there yet. And you can reserve a ticket to Mars, a one-way ticket. I don't know why they came out with that, but yeah, you can. So, I just want to retrace these thoughts. And I want to continue to discuss this stuff because there's a lot of poison out there on social media. And there is a lot of good information. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful what information you internalize. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared for us. I'm scared for my daughters. Because if this is the mindset of the men who actually work and are building things, if this is their mindset, then my baby girls are going to experience a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. I don't want to tell my daughter, oh, okay, well, if you marry a man that has money, it's okay. You need to just accept that there will be some infidelity. I'm not okay with that. If she decides to accept it, then it isn't infidelity. If she decides to say, you know, I'm okay with living this type of life and sharing and all of that, then that's fine. But infidelity is when you lie, when you are disloyal, you cheat behind someone's back. We have to evolve our thoughts. We have to go back and think about how we got here and realize that what was good for people back 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 300 years ago is not the case today. It's not. If you do not evolve, you die. We have to evolve our thinking. I don't have the answer on exactly where it needs to be, but there are core things that I value in a relationship. Very simple. Honesty, loyalty, friendship. Respect. Those are my values. I'm going to end there because this has been like really an emotional rant for me too. Had bad things happen over the course of the past couple of days. Things that have made me reflect and made me think. And I just want to leave those thoughts there with you. Sometimes I just want to plant a seed, see where it goes. But I'll be back to talk more about the abandoners and also the wealth chasers. And I'm saying it like that because I just cannot stand a group of people who have systems that are obsolete and are detrimental to others. I just do. Just do. So I leave you with that. And I just want to let everyone know I'm not having my grand rising moment. I think you could tell by the tone that I have today. This is not my grand rising moment. I've been driving while doing this one today. And I'm just going to spend some time now just to reflect and to be quiet. Sometimes being quiet and being still is good for us. And I think I'm going to need that moment to start my day. So I want to just tell you listeners, I love you guys. I hope you feel my energy. I hope every time you hear me talking, you feel my warm embrace around you, because I'm here for you. All right, folks. See you next time.